your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm going to talk about the approval ratings of a current president of the United States. No opinion here, no editorializing. The fact of the matter is the opinion ratings of Joe Biden are incredibly low. On Thursday, for example, a poll came out. The majority of the respondents to that poll basically said that Biden was not fit mentally to be in charge of running this country. Jiminy, your comments.
It's not going to get better for Joe Biden. He is not going to get younger. He's not going to get smarter. And the organization around him right now is infighting over what direction they will take the country and who will be in charge. It's actually more important, I think, for the leadership inside this administration or this regime to who's going to run things. And there's a fight between Biden's team and Harris's team of the future. It is not going to get better. Joe Biden is not making decisions. People underneath him are providing him information. They are protecting him from the press. They are protecting him from questions and press conferences. They are keeping him from other foreign leaders. They are keeping him from answering questions because most of the time when he answers them, he makes pretty significant blunders. And that just is not going to get better. And some of the problems that we're facing in America right now are absolutely like very serious and devastating potential problems with national security, with the border, with the economic situation. So I fear that his numbers are going to get worse and the infighting will get bigger because he's not in charge.
Well, he may not be in charge, but he is meeting with some of the world leaders. He has met with Vladimir Putin, and just very recently in a virtual meeting, he met with Xiaoping of China. I'm not sure how successful that meeting was. I don't think anything was really significantly decided as a result of that. But he has been able to carry himself through meetings with Putin and Xiaoping.
Well, and the Deng Xiaoping on the video conference, it turned out actually kind of, I'm sorry, it's not Deng Xiaoping, it's Xi, Premier Xi. And it didn't turn out very well for them. Xi basically blew him off, and they were supposed to set potentially a summit meeting, but that fell through. So that was an embarrassment. And of course, Vladimir Putin has been publicly commenting on new American woke culture and negatively about the Biden administration and making some actually somewhat wise comments of the devastation that it's creating and its separation and divisions that it's creating in not only in the United States, but also spreading to other places in the world. And there are a number of people, especially in Western Europe, that are quite angry and frustrated. Today, Joe Biden was supposed to have a meeting, actually a press conference with Justin Trudeau and Obrador, the president of Mexico. There was supposed to be a press conference. At the last minute, the White House canceled that press conference. So they're going to have the meeting, and there's going to be some specific talking points afterwards. But the interesting thing is Justin Trudeau, Premier of Canada, or the Prime Minister of Canada, he actually said he's going to do a press conference without Joe, even though they were supposed to do it together. So they are definitely protecting and hiding him. And certainly we saw at the G20 summit, as well as the meeting afterwards, that he's being pushed aside by world leaders and he's not being respected. And obviously because of just decisions like what happened in Afghanistan, the pullout that left NATO members hanging, the fact that he still have Americans stuck in Afghanistan right now after promising to get them all out, and as well as, you know, border issues, economic issues that are actually driving the global economy into mass inflation. And those problems are not going away. And he is not setting policy that will help them. And he's not making decisions that are going to support them. It's all about the image. And I think that's a huge mistake that they will not face. This administration, the advisors, will not face the reality of what they're going through right now, what America is going through.
You know, the only comment I can make about this very, very unfortunate situation with President Biden is the fact that eventually they're going to have to come out and they're going to have to say, Joe Biden is going to be stepping down from office, and this is why. What a terrible, terrible black mark in history for this man. You know, He's been a politician for 50 years, right? He's never really accomplished very much other than being a middle-of-the-road politician. But why didn't he see this coming? Why wouldn't he know that he wasn't going to go down in history as being particularly worthwhile as a president? It makes no sense to me, Jim.
Well, I think it has very little to do with Joe Biden other than his ego. He was running for president. He'd been, this is, you know, fourth time, I believe. And he actually kind of lucked into it because the other opponents in the Democratic ticket were so far away from the mainstream. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, those key players left him to be the only one that appeared to be in the middle ground because he's an old school Democrat. So what happened was, he wins South Carolina because of a very large black vote. The Democratic Party says, okay, we've got to put this guy through because he's the guy that looks like the institutional Democrat and he's going to make everybody be nice and he's going to take away bad tweets and he's going to stabilize the country. And that was the argument that they made, that the Democratic Party made. But what we find is that those same progressive ideologies and these same very aggressive policies and principles of the advisors that had been pushed in the Democratic Party to the far left are making the decisions and giving a direction. So Joe Biden has turned out to be nothing that he said he was going to be, which is why his poll numbers are dropping down. People thought he was going to be stable. They thought that he was going to be a good influence, that he was going to bring back confidence in America, that he'd be able to manage COVID, that he'd be able, and he promised to manage the border, he promised to manage the economy and stop the divisiveness. But what has happened is it's actually exacerbated every one of those issues, made them worse. And as much as they try to spin it, they can't hide it because even the average American is paying, you know, 50% more for gas and 30% more for food at the grocery store. They're still seeing the massive problems at the border. They're looking at us globally and saying, what are we doing? How could we have lost 20 years of trillions of dollars and all that equipment to the Taliban in Afghanistan? People are, you can't hide that. As much as they try to spin it, they cannot hide that. Oh, and by the way, the COVID policies are continuing to fail. We are still in lockdown. We are still doing things that aren't based on science, but are based on politics. And I'd love to, I think we ought to talk about some of those issues in the next two segments too.
Well, there's no question about that. I just want to read a headline here because we're a minute away from the top of the hour news break. The headline that I'm looking at is, quote, "Majority see Biden as not capable of leading the country, that he is mentally unfit." This comes from Eric Schneider at MRC, so it's not just coming from some guy off in the blue who's got a problem with Joe Biden. Obviously, he does, but an awful lot of people do have a problem with this, with this guy, and I'm really sorry about that. I understand he's a fairly decent human being, but he sure has made a mistake stepping into the role of total incompetence as a president. Stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.